Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com.
Oh, hold up. Smell test. Go ahead. Sniff those pits. Now, your bits. Feet, toes, come on. Ugh. Could be fresher, right? It's all good. Old Spice Total Body Deodorant Spray is gentle enough to use all over your body, giving you 24/7 lasting freshness with daily use, from pits to toes and down below. So every smell test gets a... Shop for Old Spice Total Body Deodorant.
It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 1828, and I'm Dr. Neil, your host of the show. Welcome back to another Friday show where I answer your questions. On all the other days, I read health and fitness blogs to you, kind of like an ongoing audiobook, but always with permission from the authors, of course, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. Now, if you want to know more about me and my background and my credentials and how I spend my time when I'm not doing this podcast, definitely check out the first Q&A episode from last week. That's where I discussed all of that in more detail. And I'll let you know how you could send in your own question at the end of the show. But for now, let's keep this intro nice and short and hear today's question and start optimizing your life. Longtime listener Steve writes, "Hiya, Dr. Neil. My question today is, you often read articles that preach the importance of resistance training, but those articles don't seem to include a definition of what that means. So how would you define resistance training? There's bodyweight resistance like push-ups. Does that count? How about isometric plank work and mountain climbers? It feels like some exercises are a mix of cardio and resistance training. Thanks once again for helping me on my fitness journey." Thank you, longtime listener Steve, for taking the time to send me your question. Now you're right. I do talk about resistance training all the time, but I've never really defined it. Then it can seem even more confusing when I use the words resistance training, weight training, and even strength training interchangeably. So let's try and clarify what all of these terms mean. First, let's define what resistance training actually is. Now, the definition can differ depending on the source. Here's one definition I found from a published review article. The authors of this article define resistance training as a form of exercise where external weights are used to provide the muscles with progressive overload in order to make them stronger. But the authors admit that this definition has its limitations. Notice that they referred to resistance training as a form of exercise using external weights. Well, what if the resistance training isn't coming from an external source, but instead your own body weight? So the authors go on to say that this definition has its limitations and may not include the fact that resistance training can be performed using other forms of exercise. Regardless, resistance training, weight training, and strength training can all be used interchangeably because they refer to placing some weight or resistance on the body. The weight or resistance will then force the body's muscles to have to adapt in some way. It may make the muscles stronger, allow them to hold a position for longer, or both. Now, I will say that resistance training, weight training, strength training are different from the terms bodybuilding, powerlifting, and weightlifting. Bodybuilding, powerlifting, and weightlifting are actually types of competitive sport. Weight training and resistance training, on the other hand, are not types of competitive sport. Think of them as hobbies. Clear as mud, right? I'll give you an example. Arnold Schwarzenegger was technically a professional athlete because he participated in bodybuilding competitions. But your average gym goer that lifts weights and performs push-ups and so on is not a bodybuilder. They're performing resistance training or weight training or strength training, whichever term you prefer. They are improving their bodies and maybe striving to reach a goal they have set, but they're not participating in competitive sport. Now, within weight training and resistance training and strength training, same thing, there are subcategories. Now, stick with me here. For example, there are types of training using what are called free weights. This basically refers to the resistance placed on the body by a freely moving object. For example, training with barbells, dumbbells, medicine balls, and yes, your own body weight counts. You can also perform weight training or resistance training or strength training using machines. These machines still provide resistance, but in a guided and more restricted way. So these are the machine-assisted exercises you see at the gym where you can load plates or select the amount of resistance or weight you want to use and so on. And technically, resistance bands are a type of machine-assisted exercise. Now, of course, there are advantages and disadvantages to using free weights versus machines. So if folks have access to all, I usually recommend they incorporate both into their training programs, especially if they're just starting out. And weight, strength, or resistance training can be performed in a number of ways at different intensities. You can perform resistance training quickly or slowly, change the amount of rest time between sets, change the number of times you lift the weight or your body, and so on. So as you said, Steve, weight, resistance, strength training, they can start to seem like you're doing a cardiovascular workout. This is particularly true when you start to increase the speed of the workout and reduce the amount of rest you take between sets or exercises. So there is this gray area in between. This is partly why having strict definitions of these terms can be so tricky. On the other hand, when you perform isometric exercises, exercises like the plank position, where you're holding your body in a fixed pose for a period of time, tend to slow the process down. But still, isometric exercises like holding the plank position is considered resistance training. Yoga and Pilates are considered forms of not only flexibility training, but resistance training too. So yoga and Pilates kind of fall into that flexibility resistance training gray area. All right, so with all of that, here's how I would sum up all of this seemingly conflicting information. Weight training, resistance training, and strength training are all referring to the same thing. Bodybuilding, powerlifting, and weightlifting are not the same because these are types of competitive sport. There are many different forms of resistance training, but they all count. Whether you use free weights, machines, a type of machine like a band, or your own body weight, it counts as resistance training. And whether you're performing the exercises quickly, slowly, with long or short rest periods in between, or holding poses using just your body weight like we do when practicing yoga or Pilates, it all counts as resistance training. I hope this helps clarify things, Steve.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. You might say all kinds of stuff when things go wrong, but these are the words you really need to remember. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. They've got options to fit your unique insurance needs, meaning you can talk to your agent to choose the coverage you need, have coverage options to protect the things you value most, file a claim right on the State Farm mobile app, and even reach a real person when you need to talk to someone. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code Spotify for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
And again, thank you so much for taking the time to send me your question. And if you want to send your questions in, remember, you can email them directly to health@oldpodcast.com. That's health@oldpodcast.com. Or if you want your voice played on the show, come by oldpodcast.com/ask. Lastly, you can do it the old-fashioned way and call in your question. The number is 1-61-I-LOVE-OHD. That's 1-614-568-3643. All right, that'll do it for today. Thank you so much for listening every day. Thank you for listening all the way through, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.